I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. Ithaca Weston went 4-1 at the Ridge and Rivers Conference Wrestling Duels last night as the teams wrestled their dual meets in one night. DeSoto defeated the Bulldogs by a score of 48-30 in the first match. Ithaca Weston went on to win 57-18 over Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, 48-28 over North Crawford Seneca, 52-12 over Pecatonica Argyle, and 48-12 over River Ridge. DeSoto won the event going 5-0. After their win against Ithaca Weston, they defeated Lafarge Youth Initiative 57-24, 48-35 over North Crawford Seneca, 54-15 against Pecatonica Argyle, and 66-6 over River Ridge. Also in sports from last night on the courts, it was Platteville getting the win against Richland Center for the second time this season. Thursday night at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, the Hillmen hit 13 three-point baskets and improved to 6-0 in the league, 12-4 overall with an 84-48 win. The Hornets dipped to 8-9 overall and 2-4 in the conference. Two first-half scoring runs of 11-0 and 17-0 catapulted the Hillmen to a 43-20 halftime lead. Richland Center was led in scoring by Wes Bosworth with 12, Liam Fingerson and Garrison Weiss both added 11, Jaden Shep 7, Kaizen Schwitzenberg added 4, and Brady Dosh 3. The Hornets made 2 3-pointers and shot 8-for-12 from the line. Platteville had 5 players score in double figures: Lucas Ludlam with 17, Jonah Vorwald 16, Myron Ryder had 13, Nathan Mum 10, Eli Langmeyer 10. The team shot 3-for-9 from the line. The Hillmen won the JV1 game 63-36 over the Hornets. Following the 84-48 varsity win, Platteville will prepare to host Monona Grove on Saturday. Richland Center will entertain Westby on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in boys basketball, Lancaster over River Valley 72-54, Dodgeville 78, Prairie du Chien 65. Potosi defeated Highland in a good Six Rivers game 65-56. River Ridge over Cassville 61-36. Argyle 63, Pecatonica 59. Scholesburg 69, Benton 56. And Reedsburg 67-63 over Sauk Prairie. In girls basketball, Ithaca claimed victory at home against North Crawford 58-42. It was also a win last night for Wazika Steuben over DeSoto 58-51. In the SWAL, Cuba City 89, Riverdale 39, Mineral Point 71, Boscobel 22. It was Fenimore 57, Southwestern 50, Scholesburg 55-35 over Highland. Hillsboro beat Wanewoc Center 53-37, Viroqua 67, GET 36. It was a win for Darlington over Iowa Grant 58-35, Reedsburg 59, Portage 21, and Westfield beat Baraboo 84-40, the final score. Games and events tonight. First of all, a wrestling outing. River Valley at Richland Center tonight in dual meet wrestling. It will get underway at 7 o'clock. It's a featured senior night, special night for the Richland Center wrestling team. There will be JV matches, girls wrestling matches, and the varsity boys will meet tonight with River Valley traveling to Richland Center in dual meet wrestling. Girls basketball, Richland Center is on the road at Lancaster. Dodgeville is at Platteville. Prairie du Chien at River Valley. Boys basketball, Portage at Baraboo. Cuba City at Fenimore. Boscobel at Iowa Grant. Darlington visits Mineral Point. Southwestern at Riverdale. Westby at Arcadia. Viroqua at Black River Falls. Royal at New Lisbon. In the Ridge End Valley, DeSoto at Wazika Steuben, Seneca at North Crawford, Kickapoo at Lafarge, and Weston at Ithaca. That will be our featured game tonight. The Silver Eagles playing at the Ithaca Bulldogs. Pregame time around 7:15. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. Series high, Spare Parts with a 17-94. Three Aces, 17-91. Pin Pals, 16-76. High Game Honors, 3 Aces, 636 and a 617. The ILK team, a 613. Marlene Gary had the top series, 475. Cheryl McNerland, 464. Judy Shireman, 454. Cheryl McNerland had a 179 game. Marlene Gary, 168, and Alma Manning, a 167, in the Coffee Clutch League. All-Star Bowling last night, Advance Pump and Well, 2834, TKO Barbecue at 2807, Turbo's Bar and Grill at 2775. Advance Pump and Well, 1031 High Game, TKO Barbecue, 1009, and the Misfits at 978. Top series, Jason Gerner, a 694, Marty Johnson, a 682, Scott Oman, a 672. Scott Oman had the game honors, 269 for a high, Jason Gerner, runner-up at 258, and Marty Johnson with a 256 was the third best game on the night. The city tournament has now come to an end. The city tournament, bowling for all bowlers in the leagues, the Phoenix Center, held once a year. The tournament concluded this past weekend. The handicap team event in the open division, Premier Co-op at 2863, Julie Karen State Farm 2832, Cardinal CG at 2799. In the women's division, the handicap team event, Rightwell Shell with a 2434, Rightway taking the honors, Ramada 2377, and Goplin Insurance a 2285. In the handicap doubles event, it was Ryder Cannon and Ashton Sickman with a 1521, Casey Owen and Chris Gerber with a 1501, Ken Nix Sr. and Ken Nix Jr. combined for a 1485. In the women's handicap doubles event, Crystal Adams and Jamie Parr with a 1218, Judy Skelly and Patricia Lebanski 1161, Crystal Ledbury and Kelly Stibbe with 1148s. The handicap singles event, Patrick Parr 788, Jake Morris 781, and a 780 for Adam Wilson. In the women's results, Lacey Pode 634, Crystal Ledbury a 626, Susan Stibbe a 622. In the handicap event for all events, Ken Nix Sr. at 2279, Jake Morris at 2256, Patrick Parr at 2232. Handicap all events for the women, Patricia Lebanski 1858, Lacey Pode 1803, Crystal Adams a 1779. The scratch singles event, Jake Morris with a 709 took the honors, Steve Olson a 663, Jeff Seckman a 639. The scratch event for all events, Steve Olson, 1981, Jason Gerner, 1966, and Todd Gruber, a 1959. Congratulations to all that took part in the 2025 City Tournament at the Phoenix Center. On the state scene, the Bucks get back to action tonight. They'll be doing battle as they head out and about to San Antonio. The Wisconsin men's hockey team will be in action at Minnesota this weekend. The Wisconsin women at Minnesota Duluth. And the Badger men's basketball team gets ready for action tomorrow. They will play at Northwestern. UConn will be at Marquette as well. Standouts Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard will represent the Milwaukee Bucks again in this year's NBA All-Star Game. Lillard will be a reserve. He's been with Milwaukee for two seasons and has made it to the midseason event twice. The veteran guard has averaged 25 points, 7 assists, and almost 5 rebounds a game, shooting 45% from the floor.